Welcome back. It's Tom Bell here, and today I wanted to talk to you about fear. What do you fear? And how does this hold you back in your life? What could you accomplish if you overcame your fears? We all have fears, some which serve us well and some that don't. I'm here today to challenge you, to encourage you to look into your own life and break down the barriers that fear has placed upon you so that you can rise above and enjoy the success that is rightfully yours for the taking. One of my fears was heights. Somewhere along the line, from a young boy who climbed tall trees in the backyard adventurously, the fear of heights was deeply instilled within me. I can vaguely remember my grandfather, who had always been a role model of mine and still is, explaining the dangers of falling from a height. As a young boy, the thought of seriously injuring myself created a massive fear of heights. My family and I used to holiday down at a place called Pottsville. My mother, father, and three sisters would spend 2 weeks enjoying all of what the northern New South Wales coastline had to offer. One of the particular activities was to jump off the low bridge into the water. It seemed like a great idea whilst we were walking towards the bridge, but when it came time for me to join my family over on the other side of the rail, my stomach would begin to twist inside. With encouragement from my younger sisters and parents, I could convince myself to climb over the rail, amazing myself in the process. And each of my family members leapt and landed into the water with a splash. And then it was my turn. I would tell myself that they've all jumped and they're okay. Just go for it. With my hands holding the rail behind me, I would begin to push off, but my hands wouldn't let go. Now, this is pretty confusing, you know, this sort of feeling. You know, with my legs not really confident at all, not willing to go, and the hands definitely saying no thank you. By this stage in the process, my stomach would have resembled something of a pretzel. And now my not-so-confident legs were beginning to shake and could barely hold my weight where I stood. It was clear that on this day, it was not going to be the day that I was going to be jumping in with the rest of my family. And then I climbed back over the rail, ever so slowly, to put my feet on safe ground. To say that fear was holding me back from enjoyment was a complete understatement. So why do we fear? I mean, if we didn't fear at all, it's not likely we would survive very long. Fear is what has helped our ancestors survive throughout the ages. It's the alarm bell that says, be careful, be alert, you're in danger. The purpose of fear is to protect us from harm. Now, there's two main kinds of fear, healthy and unhealthy. Healthy fears stop us from stepping out in front of oncoming traffic or from carelessly handling venomous snakes. This kind of fear recognizes actual danger and is working for us. Unhealthy fears are the fears that are working against us, and these are the fears which we need to address, challenge, and conquer. For example, being afraid to let go of a bridge 2 meters in the air and jump in where your six-year-old sister just has. Unhealthy fears. Unhealthy fears often result in procrastination. And this is the main reason why people allow opportunities to pass them by and ultimately miss out on success time and time again. But rest assured, fears can be conquered in a simple three-step process. Firstly, you need to know what your fear is. If it's fear of public speaking or a fear of heights, knowing what you're afraid of is the first step towards success. Secondly, you need to believe in your ability to overcome the challenge. Working on building your self-confidence is an important part of this process. Constantly reaffirm that you can do this. Do not indulge in negative self-talk. And thirdly, you need to be persistent. Trust that you are going to conquer the fear and not let the fear conquer you. Following these three steps will see you conquer your fear each and every time. Remember that you need to stop, acknowledge, and celebrate what you did. You overcame a personal fear, and now that you've done it once, you can replicate this same process for any fear that you have in your life. By the end of the week of the holidays, I couldn't handle my younger sisters gloating about how they were able to jump off the huge bridge, but their older brother couldn't. So I decided I was going to take the leap for real the next time. I told my family after lunch, and the next thing I knew, we were walking single file to the bridge. Again, my stomach was starting to twist as I climbed the edge. And even more so as each family splashed into the water. They cheered encouragement, and I told myself over and over, you can do this. My hands still gripped the rail, and my legs felt weak. I let go of the rail and splash. I'd done it. What an amazing feeling. How had I refused to do this up until now? I felt awesome. It was on that day that I learned the secret about unhealthy fears, and I knew that I would never let them stop me from experiencing the highs of life. So today I set the challenge for all of you. Look within your own life and see what unhealthy fears are holding you back from achieving the success that you desire. Follow these three simple steps to success. 1. Be clear about the fear. 2. Believe you can overcome the challenge. And 3. Persist until you succeed. And remember, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. I'm Tom Bell. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll catch you next time.